Good morning and Boker Tov, and welcome back to our 10 Minutes of Meaning, our weekly study of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal tries to help inspire us to live our best selves and our best lives, to achieve our greatest potential and to make our greatest contribution to this world. I want to thank our dear friends, Chani and Lenny Grunstein, who sponsored this series in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak. His neshama should have an aliyah. We are still in the 11th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, and the Ramchal has been taking us through the Midah of Nikias, the Midah of cleanliness, how to purge from ourselves those temptations, those desires, those distractions, all of that noise, so that we live our lives not having to struggle and not with a sense of tension or friction, but rather we intuit and we instinctively know to do the right things and to behave the right way and to make the right impression and to live the correct and the right lives. We began with Zahirus, mindfulness, cautiousness, being present with every thought, speech, and deed. We move to Zerizas, alacrity. Once we learn how to regulate and be disciplined over our behavior, then how can we pursue our goals with zealousness? How do we pursue those goals with enthusiasm and energy? And then we've moved over here to Nikias, where we've been talking about so many different components of our lives, from how we eat and how we speak, and honesty and integrity in business, interpersonal relationships. Another Ramchal has moved over to the world of midos, to the world of character traits, of behavior, that lest one dismiss those as insignificant or as not important to focus on or as not worthy of our attention or our personal effort. This is the very definition of a person. Just like when it comes to our actions, to learn to disciplined eating, discipline when it comes to punctuality and time, discipline when it comes to speech, discipline when it comes to every area and arena of life, so too, discipline learning to regulate our character. And in fact, if I were to ask you, what's harder, to change a quality, a character trait, or to learn to control a behavior? Which one is more difficult? Which one is harder? The Ramchal says changing a character trait is harder. There are people who naturally react with envy, with jealousy. There are people who get angry. They fly off the handle very easily. There are people who struggle with arrogance and ego. These are core character traits. And breaking one of them, changing one of them, transforming who we are and how we think and behave and interact with the world, it's even harder than learning to regulate one of our behaviors. Because a person's nature informs their character even more than it does their behavior. Due to the makeup of a person's temperament and personality, can either be a great assistance or it can be great opposition. Wow, what a battle. It's our parsha, Kiseitzei Lamilchama Aloi Vecha. The fight against our alter ego. The fight to not eat that thing. To not say that thing. The fight to not feel that way. To not react in that manner. It is a battle. It is a fight. Make no mistake, whatever battles we have to do externally with the world around us, often, not always, they pale in comparison to the struggle and the battle with our own internal voice, with our own alter ego, with the own side of us that wants to sabotage our success, our happiness, our best effort, our biggest impact on the world. It is a daily grind. The alarm went off. Are you going to hit 4 snoozes? Are you going to jump out of bed? Are you going to be early on time or late to shul? Are you going to be able to focus and concentrate on davening? When a spouse or children or friends or a coworker do something that aggravates and frustrates, are you going to react in anger? Are you going to let yourself lose your cool? Or are you going to stay calm, cool, and collect? When you see someone who has something that you want, will you be jealous and envious? Or do you have the capacity to be happy for them? Breaking those qualities, engaging in that battle, it is nothing short of a war. It's going against our nature. It's going against the momentum that carries us. And this is what our rabbi said. Who is a mighty person? Who is a warrior? It's not the one who can lift the most weights. It's not the person who can hit the ball the farthest. It's not the person who wins the most wars, the sharpest shooter. The gibor, the warrior, is the one who can defeat that internal voice, not external enemies, who can regulate their lives, who can be disciplined, who can transform, who can break a habit. It's really, really extraordinary. The Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Mishlei Perek Dalad Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's worth looking it up, the Vilna Gaon Mishlei Perek Dalad Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Gaon, the Gra makes a famous statement. He says, I'll tell it to you in the English. He says, a person lives in order to break the midah, which he hasn't broken yet until now. Thus, a person must always strengthen himself to work because, listen to the words of the Vilna Gaon, if he doesn't, what is the point of living? If he doesn't, what is the point of living? If we don't control our midos, if we don't conquer our alter ego, if we don't regulate our instinct and our reaction, if we don't live our best selves, what is the point of living? What is the point? So yes, externally, I got to hear the shofar, and I got to shake the lulav and esrog, I got to put on the tefillin, I have to do the mitzvos. Yes, I have to say mincha on time, and I'm only allowed to eat this. Externally, there's 613 things, but they're all there to cultivate an inner sense of discipline, the capacity to regulate, to mold and shape who we are. We learn and observe Torah in order to become B'nai Torah and B'nos Torah. It's not supposed to be something external to ourselves, a habit or a hobby. It's supposed to shape and mold who we are. So says the Gaon, identify a midah that you have to break that you haven't broken yet, and break it. Because if you don't and you can't, then what is the purpose of living? It is why we are here. Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur, Rav Huttner says that the truth of the matter is the power of change is the greatest innovation after the wonder of the creation of heaven and earth. Wow, do you hear that? When you're contemplating what are the great wonders of the universe, the greatest wonder of history is that Hashem created ex nihilo, something from nothing. He didn't have ingredients or materials to start with. He couldn't go to Home Depot or Lowe's. He created a world from nothing. He created a world from nothing. We commemorate and we celebrate that every week. It's called Shabbos, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. That is the greatest act. Says Rav Huttner, you know what the second biggest act is? When a person can conquer a midah. A person can conquer a midah. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I was recently talking to a couple. I'm trying to help them navigate some challenging times. And the husband mentioned that his wife used to react very impulsively and react very strongly and intensely. But when it was pointed out to her in the past, she has dedicated herself to really working on it, and she no longer does that. And I was in awe. I was in awe to be able to become aware and alert about a certain quality that needs to change, and to set oneself out and to determine to change it and to succeed. It's amazing. Amazing. I also only recently learned about a young man who, when he was younger in his teenage years, was mean, was obnoxious, was cruel to peers, but decided to conquer that and is one of the nicest people I know now. There, we have that ability. We have that ability. And says Rav Huttner, it is nothing short of almost imitating creation of heaven and earth. Because change, the ability to transform ourselves, to regulate ourselves, to be disciplined over ourselves, is an act of self-creation. So almost as great as the creation of the world. And that's what the Ramchal is encouraging us here. It's not enough to regulate our external actions and behaviors. We have to become aware of and dedicated to molding and shaping who we are internally, impacting who we are on the inside, becoming better people. V'nei hamidos hem rabos. There are many qualities. K'kfi kol ha'pu'ulos ha'shayach l'adam ba'olam, k'mochei midosem sh'achareim hu nimshach b'pu'ulosav. All the man's worldly actions, there's a number of character traits. So whatever we do externally, there's a corresponding internal program or drive that leads to that action. Just like when it comes to external action and behavior like mitzvos, we have to cleanse ourselves, we have to remove any contamination, any delay, any procrastination, and just do the mitzvah properly. And we have to identify what will bring us down, what will knock us off course. So he says, now we're going to analyze and we're going to dive into what are the qualities that are most prevalent, that are most pernicious. Gaiva, kas, kina, and taiva. Gaiva, kas, kina, and taiva. Those are the four. Arrogance, anger, jealousy, and lust. These are the four that almost everybody struggles with. Arrogance. If not arrogance, ego. Ego gets in the mix. How many times do we get involved in conflict? And at the core of that conflict was an unhealthy presence of our ego. Ego. Gaiva. Kas. Anger. Anger. To fly off the handle, to overreact, to lose our cool. Anger clouds judgment. Anger lights up the animal parts of the brain and quiets the human parts of the brain. Animal disturbs our good judgment. Kina, jealousy, envy, being angry about what others have. And taiva, lust, wanting what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. know, there's three midos the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us they remove a person from the world: kina, taiva, and kavod. Kina, taiva, and kavod are begematria sheker. Begematria sheker. If you pursue kina, taiva, and kavod, envy, honor, and lust, then you're living in a world of falsehood. You've turned the world upside down. To achieve emes, to live a world of truth and to live a truthful life, you have to transcend those qualities, break them. We don't have to spend a long time, says the Ramchal, trying to prove or bring evidence for why these qualities are detrimental. Their core, they're bad. Their corollaries are bad. Because they all operate outside of rational thinking. They quiet, they silence, they turn off our ability to think clearly, they cloud our judgment, and they cause us to sabotage our own lives. And each one brings us to terrible mistakes. Al-gaiva, mikra mali mazir, romla vavecha v'shechachta, arrogance and ego, when we become inflated, then we forget Hashem. On anger, it says, kol kois yebenecha ki lo vid avodah zarah, a person who gets angry, it's as if they're worshipping an idol. Really, we're giving in to our own sense of who we want, what we want, we're worshipping ourselves. Kina and taiva, it says, kina taiva kavod, tzina sadam in olam, ho'in ha'mitztarech bam u'limalit mehem mikol anfeyem, ki kulam ke'echad suriya gefen achriya, v'naschal adaber bam rishon rishon. So we'll end here, but what the Ramchal says is, I don't have to prove to you how negative they are, how detrimental they are, the impact they leave. But we'll go through one by one, beginning next time, says the Ramchal, analyzing and investigating how can we break them? How can we eliminate them? How can we overcome them? How can we purge them? How can we become naki, clean, from the presence of those qualities in our lives? Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. 15 minutes, 8:45, living with Emunah, 9 o'clock tonight. We go behind the bima with Bidi Deutsch, fighting for her right to compete in the Olympics. We'll move them to a Sunday. Join us. Both and for all of our learning opportunities. Have a fantastic day.